Hey everybody, Grant here. So I know normally we just dive right into the interview with these, but this week I wanted to give a little prelude before we got into it. This week's episode is a little bit shorter and it's entirely my fault. This is the first time recording one of these in a public space that I was able to rent. And unfortunately the space that I chose had a very strict 1 hour window of, you know, start at one, out at two, right? Like there's no wiggle room there. So we had to spend a majority of the time, unfortunately, setting up and tearing down the gear, and that's on me for not realizing that. So this week's episode is a little bit shorter. Me and Cole made the most of it, had a lot of fun chatting with him, and it's a really good conversation. So I just wanted to apologize for it being a little bit shorter than normal. That said, I wanted to kick things off also by thanking the sponsor that really has made this show possible, Car Concierge, and just tell you a little bit about them, because honestly, the truth of the matter is, the reason that I was able to bring back this podcast is because I was able to get a sponsor like Car Concierge. So it really means a lot to me that they're sponsoring the show and also that they offer such a great service. So let me tell you a little bit about it and then we can get right into the episode. So Car Concierge, if you're looking for a new car but you just don't have the time, or maybe those past experiences with the shady dealerships and the salespeople have really made you just avoid starting that search for your new vehicle altogether, all right, Car Concierge totally gets that, and that's why they exist. They're going to work directly with you to understand what you're looking for in your ideal vehicle, and then they're going to take the search on for you, right? So that's going to save you endless amounts of times and questions just by working with Car Concierge, who will search, find, negotiate, and ultimately deliver your dream car directly to you without you having to step foot in a car dealership. All right, so visit their website at gocarconcierge.com or call 612-662-7788 to get started today. All right, here's my conversation with Cole. Thanks again to the sponsor.
Finally got it. All right.
What is up, sir? All right, everyone, here's my rendition of Boston. Yeah, that's
nice.
It.
Nicely like done.
Yeah, thank you. That's me on the piano. Oh, cool. I'm sorry that took so long.
No,
I apologize.
No, it's good to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. So, Cole, what's I was listening to you and Sturgill Simpson on my drive down. It went really well. It
okay.
was a nice, energizing country ride down.
Yeah.
So you're a countryman. You're a countryman. You're a country song and dance man.
I guess that's kind of the category I've put myself into.
I love it, man. We need more steel guitar in the world. So what got you into country music? How'd you fall into that?
Yeah, I mean it is it's not something that, you know, I was raised with, or, you know, like there's no cool like, oh, me and my grandpa used to like do chores and listen to cool old country. Like I don't even think my family really like listens to music, you know.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, I mean, they were aware of it, but we don't really. But it was kind of when I all through high school I've always been into music, but it was always kind of on the other end of things. And I got into, you know, buying records and just like looking for other stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
And came across like Buck Owens and some kind of older country, you know, and then obviously all like the Waylon and Willie and Merle and whatever, and kind of got into it that way, you know, later in life,
yeah.
I guess, probably whatever in my like 20s. But
I love it, man. So you came to it naturally.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a fair way of saying it.
Yeah.
Well, and it's cool because you really revive all those old school sounds.
Awesome.
Like your,
thank you.
Yeah, man, your records, your singles you've been putting out are super cool. The EP was awesome. Like I said, I was just listening to all this on the way home, and I dig the instrumentation is spot on for just traditional great country music. And then the songwriting is just, it's so fun.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
It's so fun, man. I was listening to these and like, dude, I got to catch a Cole Diamond show. I got to get out to one of these.
Yeah,
things.
Man. No, I mean, much props to my band. I mean, I work with some really great musicians.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's they take what I'm, you know, my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and make it into a real meal,
yeah.
You know. So, yeah, without them. Yeah, I'm just another guy with a guitar.
I know how that goes, man. I feel the same. So speaking of your band and being another guy with a guitar, because I allow myself to be self-deprecating on this show, but the guests, it's not in the rule book. Because
strike
you are
one.
You are a great songwriter.
Thank you.
So yeah, I'm curious about
kind of your process for creating these songs? And I don't mean like, you know, what comes first, the mm-hmm. words or the music, right? Like what inspires you to write a song like Drinking Hall of Fame? Where does something like that come from?
You know, a lot of times, I'm glad you say that. I mean, that means a lot. Because, yeah, I guess maybe I'm a little too self-deprecating sometimes. And,
I feel
you know, songwriting isn't necessarily something that comes easy to me. Like, you hear some people and they're just like, oh, I just wake up every day and, you know, I have a journal. And, like, I'm very much, it's a struggle. Like, it's a minute-by-minute, you know, battle where I'm just, like, trying to get something together. But most of the time it comes together because of a phrase or something I see. And I think that's an actual bar. I don't know what I was listening to, but they were talking about this bar called the Drinker's Hall of Fame. And I was like, oh, that's, you know, that's great. You know, and then you kind of fill in the blanks from there and, you know, using kind of like that vocabulary from the old country, you know, kind of puts it together.
Yeah, it's like putting a puzzle together.
Right.
Yeah, I love that you say that it doesn't come easy to you, because I hate the people that it does come easy to.
I wish it did. I wish it could just pour out of me, but yeah.
Right? I know, I don't hate them, but...
you can, it's fine. Yeah. We're here in the piano room.
We're in the piano room. The piano room is a safe space for opinions. I guess I don't hate them. I hate the whole generation of people that lied to a generation of kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Neil Young and Bob Dylan are great songwriters.
Right.
But the lies they told people of, like, you just stick your antenna up and songs fall into your lap.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it works.
I'm just a vessel, and, you know, I woke up and the whole song was just created in, it just came out. It's like, okay, I don't know.
I don't buy it. I'm not.
Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't.
Probably not. Yeah. You probably worked a little bit on it. So, yeah, I love that you have to struggle. Also, you know, it's the thing of like when you're the smart kid in elementary school and you don't have to learn how to study for anything, and then you get to college and now you're like, oh man. So it's better to put in the work, you know.
Yep.
So you've been putting in the work with your live show and your songwriting and all the music, and all the pieces are coming together. And all that to say, I know you have a new record coming out in June, right?
Yes, June 7th, I believe, Friday. EP, 4 songs.
Love it.
Called Trailer Park Troubadour, kind of hailing back to my single wide roots. And, you know, it is funny. I mean, country music is one of those things where, and even whatever, I've kind of been on the receiving end of it, like authenticity. You know, it's like, are you really authentic? And it's like, no, I mean, I drove here in a CRV. I work in a cubicle. I'm not trying to claim that I'm like the most country guy, you know, but... Sometimes it's like, I was, you know, spent a good part of my life in a trailer. Like, that's pretty country. I'm like, come on, give me some credit here.
Exactly. Yeah. Country's weird like that about the whole street cred thing. I mean, it's similar to hip hop. Right?
Exactly.
It's the same world of like, oh, you know, you went to a private school. Who cares? Let people have fun and enjoy it and make music.
Yeah, it is kind of entertainment at a certain point too. It's not always a documentary.
Exactly. And really, the people that we can be mad at that are, for lack of a better word, like cosplaying as country are the people on Music Row that are making millions and trillions of dollars, you know?
Right.
Those are the ones to be mad at. Not your local Cole Diamond, who is putting on an awesome show and doing Alan Jackson covers at your dive bar, man. Like, just have a good time.
If
that pisses you off that someone is wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat to sing Chattahoochee to you, you have bigger problems.
Right.
You know?
Well, and it is funny, too, you know, sometimes, I don't know, you know, I guess I don't know what people expect, you know, because it's like when we're playing, like, we usually get pretty decked out.
Yeah.
And, but then every once in a while, someone will kind of be like, oh, so, like, where's your horse or something? And it's just like, I don't know what you want us to do here. Like, would you prefer that we're just, like, in New Balances and, like, you know, totally look like a dad rock band.
Yeah, we're putting on a show.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, we're not, you know, this isn't real. This isn't reality. Like, we're just trying to have a good time.
We're having fun. Get on board or go home, man. That's, yeah. Well, and your music is fun. It's just like, it comes from a place of something that is just so needed in the world of escape. Escape is the word I'm going to go with. It's probably not the word, but you get to escape from the rigors of your day-to-day cubicle job for a little while and come hang out at the dive bar and be a cowboy with Cole Diamond.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of why I play music. You know, I mean, sure, making a living at it and all that other stuff would be amazing, but then there's the real world sometimes. And it's like, yeah, it is a way to escape and just kind of live the life that you want to live, or, you know, be the person you want to be, and, you know, whatever, you know, yeah, just kind of get away from it for a little bit.
I love it, man. And how long have you been writing and playing out around town?
With the Cold Diamond project, I mean, like, writing my own songs, probably, what, 2019, 18 is kind of, I think, when I decided to maybe start trying to write my own stuff and do my own thing.
Awesome.
But yeah, I mean, I've been playing in bands for quite a long time, drums, and, you know, mainly always just in like a side person kind of role. So it's been fun to kind of be out in front and, you know, using some of the things I've learned from other people and
kind of put it all to work.
Yeah, exactly. So it's been cool.
Yeah. I think side pieces. I don't know the phrase.
Side piece.
Side piece.
I've been doing some side piece work lately.
Side piece work. The side shows. It reminds me of the Todd Snyder song. The side men, though, sometimes make the best front men, because it's like, this is just fun for me. I can go back to playing bass or drums and hide in the back anytime. But, you know, and I'm going to step up to the microphone and just have some fun with it, man. Yeah. So it's super cool. It comes through in your recordings. What was the name of it?
Trailer Park Troubadour.
Trailer Park Troubadour. That is awesome. That is such a great title, dude. Four songs on the EP, new Cold Diamond tune. And I know you're playing everywhere around town. You guys going to hit the road or anything like that? Or you're just sticking around?
We're kind of homebodies this, you know, stage in our...
Nothing wrong with that.
Our advanced life, advanced age. I mean, you know, whatever. We'll get to... you know, maybe like about an hour, 2 hour radius of the metro, but we kind of stay close to home. But we've always got stuff going on.
Yeah.
You know, but we're just waiting for that offer. You know, whoever wants to take us out on the road.
Yeah.
You know,
go do the thing.
Holler at us. I think coming up next weekend, depending on when this airs.
This will come out Wednesday. What day is the day? The 6th?
Yeah, so I think that's the 13th.
13th, I think is right.
We're playing at Insight Brewing. They're having like a... burgers and bluegrass kind of thing. Outdoors, I believe. Yeah. Food trucks, kind of the whole deal. So that'll be fun. We're heading to Eau Claire after that to play a gig at the Mousetrap.
The Mousetrap.
Always a fun spot.
Oh, you should hit up my buddy Lou Carver out in Eau Claire.
Okay.
He plays in a country band called Lou Carver and the Wet Stetsons.
All right.
You'll probably run into him drinking at the Mousetrap.
Maybe I've met him.
He's good people. The Mousetrap is his home bar for just drinking.
It's a cool spot. I mean, it doesn't get much dumpier. No offense, Mousetrap, but I mean,
it's perfect.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
When you're out doing shows like this and you're playing and you're doing your country get up, does anyone ever stump you? You know, like anyone comes up and they're like, "Hey, you know that Buck Owens song?" Does anyone ever pull something out of the air at their ass and you're like, "I don't even know what that is"?
Every once in a while, you know, it is funny because, right? I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just people assume that you know every song that's ever been written in history. And then they'll just start rattling off like songs. And it's like, do you know this, that, the other? And I'm like, just relax. You know, we'll take it from here.
Yeah.
You know, you go sit down. But the ones that always kill me are like non-cut. You know, it's like,
oh, yeah,
you've been here all night. You've heard what is going on here. And then you come up and then it's like, "Hey, do you guys know Sweet Caroline?" You know, and it's like, "Well, sure, but, you know,
it's not the thing we're doing.
It's kind of not what we're up to right now.
It's not the thing. I don't know if you understand." it's bar patrons are so funny.
Yeah, Wagon Wheel, I have put a $50 bounty on any Wagon Wheel request. And even then, like, I don't really know the song. So it's like, it's not going to be good. Like, if you want to hear it that bad, it's going to be $50 and you just go listen to it on
this is not what we do.
It's not gonna scratch that itch that you need to hear Wagon Wheel right now.
Well, it might.
Never know.
It might. I don't know. I had someone request Like a Virgin from me one time and I was like, dude, I'm singing in the three note range and all these others. You think this is a good fit, but you know, you wrote it on a $20 bill, so we'll get it done.
We'll give it a shot.
We'll give it a shot for you. Everyone else in this bar is gonna leave.
Yep.
But you know, that's it's stuff like that that is fun when you're out doing gigs and you're kind of like, but then you sometimes people give you one and then you stumble into it and you're like, oh, that actually might fit the set list. Yeah. That might be a fun one to throw in there.
Yeah, there are actually, you know, just from like playing some weddings and stuff, you know, every once in a while people will have a request or whatever song that they want to hear, like a first dance type song. Yeah. It is cool because there are some songs where I wouldn't have, you know, really listened or whatever, given it the opportunity. And then I'm like, oh, once I learn it, I'm like, no, I guess it's in the set. Like, we'll just play this all the time.
This is a good tune.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so you've been doing this for about 5 years or so, writing songs, playing with the Cole Diamond Band. Is that what you call yourselves?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is kind of right. I mean, I'm Cole Diamond, but also we're Cole Diamond. You know, it can, love it. Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the question I'm sure everybody asks you. Is that your real name?
No, my real name is actually Ryan.
Ryan.
But yeah, Cole Diamond came about, it was an email at my work. I was like looking through who had all like was on this email. Yeah. It was like one of those kind of covert missions to like try and get someone. Gotcha. A real gotcha moment. Like, oh, you did send this to me kind of thing or whatever. And so I'm looking and then there was a Cole.Diamond, you know, in the... you know, attach or like the BCCs on this email. I'm like, oh, that's a cool name. So kind of like, you know, a lot of things. I just kind of put it down in my little notepad of possible ideas. And
I love it.
Yeah, that's where they came from.
It's a great name.
Yeah. It's nice to have, be able to do music outside of just your regular name,
yes.
You know? So I can kind of keep those two things separate.
Yeah, it's nice, separation of church and state.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you get to keep the worlds a little different.
Yeah, I can annoy my other half of my life with stuff on my social media, and then I can just annoy like my music side with all whatever.
Whatever
I'm spamming them with, whatever gigs I'm throwing at them.
nothing wrong with that. So for the listeners out there, I'm gonna take a second because Cole Ryan... it's too nice of a guy to say it, but the thing that keeps music alive, also I got to play my, that's my couple piano notes here. So he's probably too nice of a guy to say it, but it's super cool for people to come out and do the gigs. And we know we're a lot on social media as musicians. We know we are. We don't want to be either. It's just part of the game to try and get people to shows, get people to listen to music. You just gotta play the game in order to keep doing it. So the best thing that you can do to support Cole, Ryan, Diamond, to make music and keep making music and keep being able to go out and play in shows at your local bars and other cool venues like, you know, the Turf Club or things like that, is to go to those shows. Because if, you know, people are playing shows and you don't go to them, makes it harder to get the next one. I'm not saying Cole's playing to empty rooms. I'm not trying to insinuate that.
It's happened.
We all have, right? It's part of the thing. But I just want people to know that it is important to go out and actually support it. I mean, hitting the like button on Instagram is awesome. Listening on Spotify is awesome. We appreciate all that. But go out to the show. Have a good night. Have a good time on a Friday. And, you know, buy some merch, buy a t-shirt, buy a CD, and then go home, stream on Spotify to your heart's content, like on Instagram, all those things are all great. But I just wanted to cut in and get on my high horse real quick to tell people that going to the shows is a good time, and you will be grateful you did.
Yeah, you know, and it's hard to kind of walk the walk, too. You know, I mean, even in a band, and, you know, you spend so much time just playing shows, when you don't have a show, sometimes it's like the last thing you want to do. Right. But it is fun, you know, to just, I mean, whether it's what a friend's band or just a band, you know, that you want to go see, like a national group, touring act or whatever. It's just important, I think, to get out and if you like music, go see it live.
Exactly. Before the robots take all our jobs.
Exactly, right? We've only got so much time left.
We've only got a little while, guys. Enjoy it while it's here. it's going to be like my ba-doom, I guess. And so, all right, well, Cole, I made you bring that guitar here. Do you want to play a song for the people and show them what Cole Diamond is really all about?
Yeah, I'd love to.
All right, cool. While you're getting set up, I'm going to play a little ditty on the piano because, again, it's part of the stipulation of the piano room. So Cole is tuning his guitar. I am... Oh. Oops, see? All right. That's your intro.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, as you mentioned, we do from time to time do a little Alan Jackson tribute called Tropical Depression. But I thought I'd do a Alan Jackson song today, actually, called Here in the Real World. It's, I think it might be off of one of his first albums, but it's a super cool. I like it.
All right, take it away.
Cowboys don't cry, heroes don't die, good always wins again and again. Love is a sweet dream that always comes true, and if life were like never be blue. But here in the real world, it's not that easy at all. 'Cause when hearts get broken, it's real teardrops that fall.
Fun stuff. Dude, you got such a cool voice.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to come here and do this podcast all the time. Got me feeling good about myself.
Yeah, man. Well, you should feel good about yourself. Thank what you. You're doing is super fun and super cool. Yeah, dude. You've got a great voice for this stuff. I'm glad you found it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, whatever, like at the risk of sounding cheesy, but it does feel like I kind of found my, authentic self,
Exactly. Yeah, which is kind of comes full circle from what you were saying earlier about the authenticity thing within country music. I think people put too much of an emphasis on like, did you ride a horse? You ride your horse here, right? It's not about that. It's about like the sound that this is gonna sound super cheesy, super cheesy, but like the sound that comes from your soul, you know?
Yeah,
like that's the truth.
Right,
like that makes sense for you. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It'd be more inauthentic if you were in a punk band.
Totally. Right. Well, and I guess it was kind of one thing too, as I get older, I mean, I'm in like my mid-40s now. It seems like being in a country band just ages a lot better on you than maybe still trying to rock so hard or whatever, No offense, plenty of people be out there rocking, but it's like, yeah. That's not necessarily my cup of tea these days.
100%. And I have to think it gets harder to keep up with at a certain point too, because you age out of enjoying it as much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, do you think Billy Joe Armstrong really still likes punk music? Like, I mean, he's not as angry as he was at 18. Nobody is. I mean, if you make it to your 30s or 40s.
Yeah, something's gone wrong if you're still that angry.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think you get to age into the music a little bit. You get to enjoy it. You get to have the fun and do the thing. Quick interlude. I have literally played all the three things I know on piano in here today. But yeah, it's no man. I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you're around. What shows do you have coming up, and where can the people kind of find you on the internet and everything?
Yeah, I mean, best spot, coaldiamondmusic.com. That's our website. I try to keep that pretty up to date with all of our upcoming dates and things of that nature. Instagram, I think, is at Cole Diamond Music. That's kind of probably where we're the most active. Nice. You know, Truth Social. the usual spots.
Yeah, it's where you
know, just the spots everyone goes to.
Yeah, it's where we hang out. I would love for a musician to just be promoting on Truth
Social. Oh yeah, we've got a new Truth Social only release coming up.
Where can we find your band? We're only on Truth Social.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Which, unfortunately, I think there probably are those bands.
Probably,
you know? Yeah.
Is. Oh, if I was less morally scrupulous, I mean, you could just write a bunch of like dog shit political songs. Pick,
yeah.
Go on Truth Social and just be like, you know, hey, we're,
yeah, kind of like fish in a barrel over there.
A little bit, yeah. It's a bit like printing off T-shirts and following around candidates and selling them, whether you agree with them or not.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Sorry, I derailed it. I do try and avoid politics, but it makes sense here because that'd be hilarious. Well, you won't believe it, but we're coming up, and our time got short, everybody, and this is my fault because it took me a little while to get set up in here. This is my first time using the piano room. It was a little bit of a different type
of setup. It's cool here, and you said it's free to
use the spot. Yeah. So, do you want to share one more song with the people? And also make sure you follow Cole Diamond on Spotify because that new EP, Trailer Park Troubadour, coming out June 8th.
June 6th. And then we have a release show the following night at Zora Darling in Northeast, a new spot. It's cool. Where Red Stank used to be, but I was actually just there last night. It's pretty cool.
Very cool. Nice. I love that all these new venues are popping up in Maine.
Yeah, it is great. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes I always say it's kind of like the kiss of death. Like you see a place that starts having live music, it's like, uh-oh, things aren't going so great. Yeah. They have a singer-songwriter night. But it is cool that there are new places to play and that there's still, like, interest in live music and trying to, you know, do right by the bands and, you know, just have, like, a scene kind of a thing.
Exactly.
So it's cool.
I love it. Shout out to all the venues that are making
that
happen.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, and not just sticking us in a corner and, you know, praying that we brought a PA for you.
Yeah, right.
Well, take it away. What are you going to play for the people?
Well, this is a song. This is off some singles I released a few years back. This is one called Getting Old. Well, I've scratched up every mirror, trying to get to the other side. I've smoked myself crazy, out of my goddamn mind. And I'd like to say I'm trying, but I gave up a long time ago. And I wonder what it is. Maybe I'm just getting old. On the wrong side of 40, life's still a mystery. I got a job and a family to help keep my sanity. Things that I held so close don't mean that much to me. I wonder what it is. Maybe I'm just getting old. Spending all night in the bar rooms, under those neon lights. You don't hit it like we used to. Getting drunk, staying out all night. And I think I'm better off now. I still tie one on.
chords and the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes only two.
if we can get away with it, we'll try, right? Yeah. Oh man, that's a great song.
Thank you. Thank
Dude,
you.
Yeah, you're the whole package.
Oh.
I dig it, man. Your songs, your entertainment, your performances, your singing, everything.
Thank you so much.
Super cool, man. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, dude. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for making music. Oh, that's perfect timing. How's that for a cue?
On that note.
On that note, well, everybody, glad you're here. Thank you for listening. ColeDiamondMusic.com, ColeDiamondMusic on Instagram. Go give him a follow. Follow him in all the places so that you can listen to Trailer Park Troubadour coming out on June 6th. You can catch the release show at Zora in Northeast. And anything else that's coming up. So just stay tuned.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, man. All right, have a good one, Cole.
You too.
There you have it, folks. My conversation with the one, the only, Cole Diamond, one of the nicest guys in show business. So go check him out. Go listen to his stuff. He's a great dude, and he puts on a good show. I mean, it's entertaining even one-on-one, which is a tough position to put somebody in, you know, like, hey, play songs just for me in the room, right? And everyone pulls it off so surprisingly well. I would be a lot more nervous than a lot of these artists are, and Cole Diamond is another one. You can just feel that there's a good show in that guy. So one more time, I just want to take a second to thank my sponsor, Car Concierge, for making this podcast happen, right? So let me tell you about Car Concierge and about how they're going to help you, really, and make your life easier, because we've all bought cars before, and we all know buying cars at a dealership is not fun, all right? So Car Concierge really takes care of that, okay? So if you need to shop for a new car and you just can't find the time to deal with all of that, go there. You know, maybe those past experiences with shady dealerships and salespeople has just made you avoid starting that search for a new vehicle all together, all right? Car Concierge gets it, and that's why they exist. Car Concierge is going to work directly with you to understand what you're looking for in your ideal vehicle, and then they're going to take the search on for you, right? So it's going to save you endless amounts of time and questions, because you're working with Car Concierge, and they're going to search, find, negotiate, and ultimately deliver your dream car directly to you without you having to step foot in a car dealership. Visit their website at gocarconcierge.com or call 612-662-7788 to get started today. So that's it, folks. That's the show. Glad you're here. New episodes every Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. Like, follow, subscribe, all of that good stuff. Share it with a friend if you like it. And really, just go check out these artists that I'm talking to. All right? Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week.